Davi, Vivek Ramaswamy throws a knockout punch. By Robert Davi on November 9, 2023. I tuned into the Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, Florida. Last night, expecting the usual, but after the first few moments, Vivek Ramaswamy threw a right hook that had the RNC, the media, and career politicians on the mat. I'm sure many of us at home, whose only horse in the race is for America to succeed, may have jumped up out of our seats and shared. Someone was willing to expose what many of us have been waiting for the GOP to admit. Put on their big boy pants and passionately call out the hypocrisy and incompetency, Vivek did so. This was reminiscent to me of when I watched Mike Tyson's early fights. Tyson would come out wasting no time on his opponents. He stood young, strong, vibrant, and, before you knew it, the other fighter was on the mat. Well, Vivek did this last night and it was riveting. His knockout punch was the truth, and that, as far as I'm concerned, is where a candidate needs to be. How novel, a candidate who is looking at problems and solutions, not polls. It was done with a deadly finesse. Look, while all well-meaning for me, it is Vivek, who has something different, a panther-like quickness of mind, who is growing leaps and bounds above the rest. I do not want a seasoned Chris Christie or Nikki Haley. Haley is too entrenched in establishment politics. Her take on the war in Ukraine is case in point, and we will have more of the same. I agree with Vivek on Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott, but I feel at the end of the day, Ron and Tim may succumb to those powers that pull our politicians by the nose. I want the outsider, someone who will not give us what we want to hear to get votes, but who can lead America. I'm sure many disagree, as most did when I supported Trump in 2016. But I have an eye on Vivek, and I believe so should all of you. Don't just listen to pundits. They have an agenda. Listen to the candidate himself. Nothing he says doesn't make sense to me. You may find yourself agreeing.